Everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borges.
I'm Sarah C. Hello, everyone.
What's up? We're back again to cover.
How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, to cover, you know, a little VPR, a little OC, a little bit of everything. How's it going with you?
Good. Crazy. I'm like locked in the bedroom just to. It's like as much as I always try to like plan, everything just always goes to shit when it happens. But I'm here.
Is everyone sleeping?
No, they're everyone. Daisy just woke up. I just fed her, but I just like handed her to Chad and said, "Deal with it. She'll go to sleep in a second." And Ronnie should be to sleep soon. She was like swimming, and so she took a nap, and now she's up. So I don't know.
Yeah, Michaela just said, it's like, I think I have him on a sleep schedule. And so yeah, I'm hoping the best for you, too. And for those other new mothers out there, Lolly, and we have a new mother, Julie. Congratulations. She had a baby boy. So, yay.
So
we have
cute.
A new baby to the Vanderpump Rules party.
Yes.
So, congrats.
Yes.
So, what's been going on?
I mean, like, all that's been going on with me is I've just been having like these just I just miss Vanderpump Rules. I just feel like I feel that like it's coming, and I've been watching like all the cast do like their Insta lives, and they're getting excited, and I'm just feeling like just so much anticipation.
And the titles and all of that.
Yes.
And who's going to be a main? Who's going to be a supporting? Like, if we look back at last year, we did see Rob's Valletta in the background, although he wasn't a main. He was featured. So, you know, if people are upset, is he a main or is he featured? I guess TBD on that. There was that Raider Online article where, you know, some cast members are very upset that Bo is, you know, in the credits or the titles or whatnot. Like, no, we don't know the extent. He could just be like Rob's in the background for the title shoot. But then Stassi posted, you know, baby's first credits. So who knows? He may have skyrocketed, you know, done a faster track than Brittany did. We don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Now, what'd you think of that article?
I just 100% think that Bravo is looking at him as the female Britney, and they're going to mirror what they did with Jackson Britney, and they're going to give Stassi and Bo a spinoff, and it's just going to be flipped. You know what I mean? Like, there's Jackson Britney, there's Stassi and Bo.
Yeah, now I'm torn on this because I feel like I would have liked to have seen a Stassi Single in the City spinoff. I'm not sure if I want a Stassi and Bo spinoff because we kind of already see that on their everyday IG story a lot. So I'm not sure.
See, I don't watch. I watch Stassi. I've never watched Bo. And I'm kind of glad that I did that because now I can have like a fresh look at him. Like, I really know nothing about him. So
really?
I don't know. I'm not looking to see them like go, you know, to have like some sort of like surprise proposal in this, you know, season or something and then watch what happens. I don't know. Bo would really have to bring it to get me going, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like with the Jackson Brittany spinoff, what warranted that was they, you know, producers were thinking we have gold here in Kentucky. They're getting all sorts of characters and way different beliefs, way more conservative than Jax has lived his life. And so you're getting that dichotomy,
that's true.
Like opposites. Whereas Bo, while, you know, he's very religious, but he's also very Hollywood. Well, Stassi was raised religious. She went to a Catholic school and that sort of thing. So, I mean, they still have that similar background, but they're both like kooky in their own sort of way. So I don't know if a spinoff would work because it'd be like two on board with each other, or they'd fight about like little dumb things like, no, stay home with me. No, go out. So I don't know if a spinoff would work the same way because there's not like, I think her parents are on board with him. And as we've seen from social media and both their IG stories, like his family's on board with her 1000%. So there wouldn't be the conflict that happened with Jackson Brittany. While Jackson Brittany's spinoff was a flop, it was, but the, you know, the premise was there of like, ooh, conflict and, you know, such different lives.
I actually think that what ruined Jackson Brittany's spinoff was that they said it in Kentucky and it came off too hokey. Like, it was like, they made it too...
They're trying to do simple life. Like, yes, Paris Hilton. Like, look at Jack's milking a cow. Oh, he's out of his element. It's like,
yeah.
You're stretching. You're pushing. Like, yes, it is out of his element, but... You know, he wasn't an L.A. city boy. You know, he's from Michigan, and he's not from the inner city.
Right.
He's from, like, a Shelby Township is where he's from. So right. That's, you know, that's not inner city. So I believe, like, he can be down with that. Like, he always wants to, you know, he says he wants to move to Florida and have just a nice, chill life. So I don't think, you know, city life necessarily defines Jax.
Yeah, you guys, we have so many things in the works for season 7. I think that we're going to have an awesome season. We have the royal wedding happening. We have a lot of inside info. We're working on a lot of projects for you guys. And I think that, I mean, I'm just like so, so excited.
Okay, so can I tell you, so someone, thank you very much for posting in our Facebook group. If you guys want to join Vanderpump Rules Party podcast on the Facebook group, it's private, closed. Your regular Facebook people will not see anything you post, so don't worry about that. But someone posted, we pretty much confirmed that the date is June 29th, and some other people posted some suggestions on how to find out. Well, turns out it is pretty easy to find out, because you go on the Kentucky Castle and you can pretty much book any weekend next summer. You can book a room. It's not a problem right now, except for that weekend. And I tried Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all booked. It says inquire, inquire, inquire. I could book Wednesday, or I think I could book Sunday or Monday. But that Thursday to Sunday, totally, you cannot book it. It says inquire. So I was thinking, you know, okay, it says inquire, so I shall. And, you know, sometimes they do a block. Like, I do a lot of trade shows and whatnot, and a company will do a hotel room block. I don't know how many rooms are in the Kentucky Castle. So, I mean, are we talking hundreds? Like, do they have that many people coming to the wedding?
No, Maggie posted that in our group. There's 8 rooms.
8 rooms total?
I think so.
I think there's more than that. I think it's 8 different styles.
Oh. I don't think it's huge.
Well, have you seen it? It is pretty huge, but it could just be like all exterior and the rooms aren't that much. I got the impression that it was 8 rooms,
8
styles.
Types. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like you go to any, you know, like the Mondrian, for instance, do you want a balcony king room or a suite or a baby suite or a master suite or a, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there are like 100 or a couple hundred, but
no way.
That's a good question. So I called.
Okay.
It says inquired. It doesn't say sold out. You know, most hotels will say sold out.
Yes.
This, and even boutique hotels that I stay at, you know, you and I went to the one in Palm Springs that I refused to say the name of, you know, for reasons I've discussed previously.
Yes.
That will say sold out. So even a boutique hotel will say sold out. This says inquire. So I called and she's like, yeah. She's like, well, are you coming for? I'm like, well, no, I have an event, and you know, our people recommended this to stay here. She's like, well, actually, and she was doing some research. She's like, I see the problem here. She's like, it's blocked off for a wedding. And I said, well, does that mean blocked off as in, you know, it's like a hotel block, but then rooms will open up? She's like, yeah, that's likely that rooms will open up, but right now it's blocked for a wedding. And she's like, do you want the names of some other local hotels that we recommend? And I was like, sure. So she's like, this one's like a museum. It's actually set in a museum and it gives you really the same kind of feel as the castle. I was like, oh, okay. Well, great. Thank you. So if the block is lifted, will rooms be available? Yeah, absolutely. Check back. All right. So noted. It was clear that's the weekend because I went and checked online and every other weekend seems to be available. So I think that's confirmed. So the other thing that I did was they have, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. The restaurant. I'm like, let me make a restaurant reservation. And it's linked into OpenTable. But then they're like, well, we're sorry. This restaurant doesn't take reservations this far in advance, which I can understand because, you know, like 10 months away. Well, 9, whatever. So we need to keep trying on the restaurant reservation, but keep calling back on the room sitch.
Yes.
I'm serious. Like, I will go. How crazy will that be? Be like, oh, hey, what are you doing here? I don't know. Just happen to be here.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh no, it was just kind of fun to figure it out. But now we know when it's happening. So,
well, I think it'd be a good idea to either book a room Thursday night, whichever night that they will let us go. So if they're all coming in Friday, production will be there Thursday. So we could stay Thursday or check in Sunday. You know, sometime we would catch them for sure.
Well, no, Thursday was sold out. So we could check in Wednesday and then linger on Thursday. I think everyone will come in Thursday because Friday they have to have the groomsmen dinner, you know, the rehearsal, that whole thing. I think everyone will come in Thursday. Maybe production will come in Wednesday, but they don't need the whole block for production, right? So even if we went in Wednesday and then lingered Thursday because we still have the keys and we're like, we're staying here. I think that's an idea.
Definitely.
And, you know, as we get closer to it, you know, restaurant reservations and that sort of thing. I think they're, and it sounds like it's close to Lexington. So I also imagine, I can't imagine they'd all stay there either Thursday night or Friday night. They'd probably go out into town in Lexington and like, whoop it up, Vicky style.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that hard to track them down in Lexington on, you know, stories and whatnot. I just think it'd be kind of funny.
Well, yeah. And I was also thinking there's probably some, like, could we meet up with Aaron?
Good point.
Do you think he's invited?
No, I do not. And I think he's in Cincinnati and he has a girlfriend. That's not me right now. But that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, anyways, keeping it in mind, people. And other news, Kristen has her new fall line out. And I was happy to see that she has, like, a little bit more, like, fun with it. Like, some of her sayings. And she's got a Witches of WeHo shirt or hoodie and a, you know, oh my, hell yeah, kind of t-shirt. So we want to, you know, do a giveaway. We're going to let that launch. She just launched it. So, you know, maybe in the next week or two, we'll do a giveaway on her new fall line. I think that will be fun.
Yeah, I was watching her. I didn't realize that she had a partner in her business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was interesting. I mean
she's a partner on our blog too. So.
Oh, okay. I guess they probably have to.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, she's, you know, she probably comes up with like the slogans, but she needs a designer, she needs a manufacturer, she needs a distributor, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what gotten her in trouble last time was she just wasn't prepared for the manufacturing and delivering and designing aspect. And it was just too much. And she probably didn't have the funds back then either. Cause you know, really that was back in season 3. So,
right.
So,
One thing that I thought was interesting, and then we can move off of this topic, but I was watching her Instagram live thing about her James May, you know, rollout of the fall line, and she was so excited for how much we were going to see on the season of the whole process of her going through creating James May, the relaunch, and how we were going to see Tom do the photo shoot, how we were going to get to see how she makes her shirts. Another thing that I thought was really funny, tell me if you think this is weird, because you've done stuff, you've done clothing and stuff like that. The girl's like, her partner was like, oh yeah, we do, our printing style is we use this printer called Brother, and you print out, you know, the logo and you put it on the t-shirt. Now, isn't Brother just a freaking printer you can go get at Staples?
Well, actually, when you said that, I was like, you mean like the typewriter?
Oh my god!
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, we had to use a typewriter at court reporting school. We had to, you know, to shorthand, you know, what we heard, and then we have to go typewrite our, like, for our exams that we'd have to do. It was horrible.
I remember when I was like 18, and my parents gave me, like, for college, and like, here you go, here's a Brother typewriter. It was like, you know, like a computer.
I actually really enjoy typewriters. I think it's kind of fun.
Then my roommate had a word processor. So that was like the first intro to computers. It was like, ooh, it was like a typewriter, but you didn't have to use whiteout on.
Yeah, that's cool.
So the other thing I wanted to mention was Sheena's story today, that her podcast tomorrow is a little different. It's with her music producer, Sean Tu, that, you know, is doing her new songs with her. And I told you guys last time she debuted a couple snippets with when she had Crystal and Chris, or Crystal and whatever his name is, from The Bachelor on her podcast. And I told you, I'm like, she wrote one song. She said it was the first song she wrote. And I'm like, this is about Rob. Anyway, she said tomorrow's podcast, I think they're recording it today, but it probably drops tomorrow, or Thursday, or Wednesday, sorry, that they're just debuting a bunch of her new songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I can't wait to hear those, like, in full bloom.
Now, when I originally heard that Sheena was getting back into music, I was curious to see who she was going to use as her producer. And when I saw that she was using that Sean Tu, whatever the heck his name is, that's Lala's guy, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, he worked with Lala and Black Elvis and all those people.
Okay. Okay.
Because I was kind of wondering if she was going to use, like, Erica Costell's person, you know, because of her sister's contacts, or what was going to happen. So, I can't wait to hear her music.
Yeah. And
I love that she is going back to that, too. Because I feel like Sheena kind of got pressured, you know, by Lala being successful singing, kind of to be like, oh, I was just doing it as a joke. I hope she steps back into that she likes doing it as a hobby, and she can like, no one should have to say, like, make fun of themselves and be like, I'm not a good singer, ha ha ha. If you enjoy doing it, do it. Like, F it. F what anyone says. Keep doing what you like to do. And, yeah. You know, like, and, like, also these people who are starting podcasts. I know James is starting a podcast. Sheena has one now. I think it's cool, too, that people can start a podcast even though Stassi had one. Like, do whatever you want. Like, no one's stopping you.
Yeah, of course. Nobody owns any, like, you know, Sheena had singing first. And she had the makeup line first. And it was kind of like, you know, the first attempt. It didn't really go anywhere, and now she just, you know, promotes other products. But now Lala's successful with her makeup line and whatnot, and Ariana dabbled a little bit, but she's kind of focusing elsewhere on her skincare line and that
sort
of thing.
Even like personally, like, I'll watch what other podcasters are do or something, and I'm like, oh well, I don't want to copy them, but it's like, dude, just do you. It doesn't matter, you know, like,
I don't think anyone
like that hold you back, like,
yeah, when know. It's like, yeah, artistry, it's like, there's no copying. It's like, everybody can do whatever the hell they want. Like,
exactly.
I'm interested in podcasting, in music, in skincare, in makeup. It doesn't mean, oh, I'm copying this person or that person.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, just do what works for you. But I can't wait to hear the songs in full. And yeah, we'll go from there. So this Saturday, last Saturday, I went to the Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival. I've been before and love it. And the last time I went, I met Hubert Keller, who was one of my like idols. I've been to all his restaurants. I got his cookbook. He signed it. He took a picture with me. And I was by myself, so how awkward is that? And I was like, hi, like total fangirl. But I went again Saturday. I brought Julia. I'm like, well, it's funner with somebody, and I probably won't be as shy or reserved, or I'll go to more booze and that sort of thing. So that did work out. But I definitely had some fangirl moments. I mean, we had Richard Blaze there. Now, I know you're not like a huge Top Chef fan, but I've been a day oneer on Top Chef, and I think he was season 3. He wasn't a winner. He ended up winning later on All Stars, but he's one of the judges, one of the very regular judges they have now. Mm-hmm. And just very charismatic. And I've eaten at his Juniper and Ivy. I've eaten at his restaurants in San Diego. Love them. So he did a free, you know, you can go. So they have, you know, that's like a trade show or any kind of festival. This one was all inclusive, which is kind of nice because you just enter, they give you a wine glass that's like attached to this necklace. So it just lingers on your neck, so you don't even have to carry anything, which is kind of great. Although I still managed to, I'll tell you the problem. So this wine glass is on this necklace, and then they had all sorts of Essentia booze, and you know that's my water, thanks to you. And I'm just like, you know, essentially it's not cheap. So I'm like, I'm hoarding like a mofo. I'm like, oh, free Essentia. I'm like, blah, blah. And I'm like, I was dipping down into a cooler to grab a couple, and then my wine fell out and I didn't like, duh, obviously. And then I did it again. I realized I had hoarded so many Essentia bottles of water that I was carrying them around. I'm like, I need a bag.
Yeah.
And know one of these booths has bags, and so I see on the outskirts there's Coast 103, you know, love songs on the coast with Delilah, or
yes,
you know, like the cheesy radio station, although I hope they're not listening because I told them after what I did I would only listen to them and no one else, and they said they would hold me to it, so hope you're not listening. Well, I do listen. They're a preset for me, because also what they do is they play holiday music from October to January, and I like celebrating holiday music in July, so when they do it in October, kind of like it.
Same.
So I went up to their booth because I saw they had bags. And I'm like, hey, can I have a bag? And they're like, absolutely. And so I'm like holding these different water bottles, but they also had a Stella booth, and you could walk away. They had full on Stella beer glasses, but you know, they were really cute. They were, had their emblem into the glass. And then like, I don't know, it was really cool. And I'm like, oh, I get to keep this. So I'm like, let's go get more beer because I want a couple. And even though I wasn't really drinking a lot of beer because I'm trying to do the carb thing, I wanted the glass so bad. So I'm carrying one of the glasses. I go over to the Coast booth. I'm like, can I have a bag? And as I'm trying to like put everything into the bag, I smash the Stella glass on the cement right in front of their booth. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And it's just like shattered and there's no one around. Really embarrassing.
Oh man.
But I still got the bag, and we went back and got more Stella so that we could have the glasses. So it worked out. And then I got more Essentia bottles because now I had a full bag. So literally I walked with like 15 bottles of Essentia.
Oh my gosh.
And then every time I'm like, get more, Julia, get more. I think she walked with like 5. I'm like, you are shaming Hoarderville because I got this shit down. So I got a couple Stella glasses, about 15 bottles of Essentia water. And then of course my wine glass on the necklace. That was a win. But besides Richard Blaze, I saw Katsuji. So Katsuji is one of those chefs that you like him or you don't. He's kind of a dick, but I kind of like that in a chef. Like, if you guys watch Top Chef, I kind of like Stefan. He was a dick, but you kind of like him. So Katsuji is a likable asshole. And not lickable asshole, likable.
Yes.
And he was doing a demo right at his stand. So we were just like right there and we could see him in action and like, you know, one person deep. So I was like, okay. And so I took some pictures there. And then when we were, oh, after I shattered the glass, we were walking down the, oh, because, you know, Julia wanted a cigarette. And I'm like, I don't think you can smoke here, man. And she's like, well, let's just go in here. It was at the Civic Center. She's like, let's just go in this little enclave. I'm like, I don't think you can do that. I think you have to, like, go out. She's like, well, I'm like, well, easier to ask forgiveness than permission, right? So she starts smoking. Well, of course, it's Saturday. The Civic Center is closed, but yet, of course, there is one person in there. She comes out, I'm sorry, there's no smoking.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyways, see, if you go out in front, around the building, out into the parking lot, I think you can smoke there. So we're walking out. So, you know, she can do that. And we walk past the bathroom and that's Katsuji's coming out. And, you know, I had had enough wine tastings at this point where I got out my nerve. I'm like, hi, Katsuji. And he's by himself and he looks and he's like smiles and waves. And but then we're like doing our rounds again, getting our money's worth. And his booth is empty. So then I walk by his booth again. I'm like, hi. And he looks at me. And I'm like, okay, now I feel like a weirdo creeper. Because I'm not scamming on him. And A, like, first, I think he's married. But second of all, that's not where my mind is at. I'm just, like, starstruck, fangirl struck. I'm not interested in him in that way. But
yeah.
So fun. Richard Blaze was, like, a super good performer and entertainer. The problem was for the festival was, like, every stand. And okay, so Richard, he made it clear. He goes, I'm contractually obligated to do one dish at this cooking demo. It's about 30 minutes, but he did three dishes. But guess what he did?
What?
All three dishes, seafood.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like whole fish, you know, like the whole, we could see the head, the tail, the blah, 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 blah. You know, that's not my thing. That's not your thing. That's not Julia's thing. Katsuji, same thing. He was doing fish. Then we went to about 20 other booths. Great restaurants. You know, we went to Pelican Hill. I'm like, huge line for Pelican Hill, where, you know, we had had one of your birthdays at. And I go, oh, we're starving at this point. I'm like, Julia, I swear to God, I see like shredded beef. Like, I think it was like maybe short ribs or shredded beef. So we wait and wait and wait. These people, they are plating like 100 at a time. It's like they should have been doing 10 at a time because there's this huge line. Everyone's like, what the hell? Like we were impersonating Padma and Gail like, I had to wait to be plated for 10 minutes. But it was a long time, but we held on because I thought it was like shredded beef or short ribs. But it turns out what I thought was shredded beef was fucking quinoa.
No.
So we waited and then like he had this assistant and it's like dollop, 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 dollop. And she did it 100 times. And then they added another component, dollop, 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 dollop. So 100 times with like six different dollops of bullshit. And it was quinoa with a scallop on top.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I'm sorry. Like I know quinoa is like the thing. It's the kale. It's gross. It tastes like sawdust. I'm not on board with it. I don't hate it. Like, I can eat it. I'm not grossed out. I just, who enjoys it?
Yeah.
Does anyone actually enjoy it? Like, quinoa.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So then we both decided, I was like, oh, I've always wanted to try it. Like, one of those caramelized scallops. They're always on Top Chef, but I've never tried one. I've tried every other fish. Still don't like it. And Julie's like, I don't either, but should we just be adults and try it? I'm like, yeah. I'm kind of channeling like, just eat it. You know, like you're on The Bachelor and like these girls are eating live crickets and shit. I'm like, okay, I can try this. No, still don't like it. Did try it. Both of us tried it. Didn't like it.
No.
So that was a little disappointing. So 90% of the booths were seafood. The best food we had, and they had like a smorgasbord of options was Fig and Olive.
Nice.
Now we've seen the OC film there several times, and it was funny because last night they filmed there.
Full circle.
Yeah, I mean, they had a burrata on pesto on this flatbread. They had like two amazing desserts, actually three amazing desserts, and like three other apps. It was like, wow. And it was all ready, and it was, so that was the best place. And I told Julie, she's like, well, I've never eaten here, but I've heard of this. Our attorneys have meetings here all the time. I'm like, well, I've seen them film there on the Housewives a lot. It's right there on Fashion Island. And so it was funny because then that was Saturday, and then Monday last night, there they were. Emily and Shane were eating at Fig and Olive.
Yes.
So that was my story. Oh, some people wanted to tell me to tell my Ludo story because I am very Top Chef obsessed. And I mentioned in the Facebook group, I have had the opportunity to be invited to Restaurant Wars and to a couple different ballpark when they go in the ballparks and have the thing there. Unfortunately, it's always coincided with the same day someone in my family is like graduating high school. So, as I mentioned in the Facebook group, I will forever resent these children for missing such an opportunity. But I have friends that are the producers and they felt bad. So I was at this person's house and they're like, what's your favorite season? I'm like, I don't. It's like asking what your favorite child is. I'm like, I don't have a favorite season. I love them all. Because she wanted to give me a jacket, like an official jacket, and she had them all like in her closet, and she was like, well, here's this one. So she gave me the Dallas one. So I don't know what I'm gonna
Cool.
do with it. So I'm like, do I even wear that for Halloween? Like, what I'm gonna dress up at? Like, Padma's never wearing a top shit. So I'm gonna like put a skin cap on and dress as Tom. I'm like, who am I gonna dress as? Like, what am I gonna do with this jacket? Does anyone know? Does anyone have any ideas or suggestions what I do with this Top Chef jacket?
Yes.
That's the question. But the other story that people asked about was my Ludo story. And you said your mom asked me about this, Sitch, because your mom was a fan of The Taste.
Yeah.
So I don't know if any of you guys saw The Taste on NBC. I don't know if it's coming back. RIP Anthony Bourdain. Love him to death. Don't really necessarily have the same food tendencies as Anthony did, but loved him on the show. Love his show, Parts Unknown. It was an amazing show. I watch it all the time. But anyways, it was him,
I feel like I'm
Ludo.
the only one who like didn't enjoy him. I mean, RIP, every like
Yeah.
I did not like him. I just the show Chad has an obsession with him and he would watch that show and like and I don't know. I guess hearing it in the background or something it would annoy me, but
Yeah. Well, he's very opinionated, but I like he does. He goes to parts unknown and he experiences local culture and he calls it out when it's bullshit. Like there was this time in Italy and they brought him it was supposed to be deep sea fishing, but it was like all fake and he figured it out and he was pissed. So, I mean, I don't know.
that's cool.
I kind of liked it. I first started catching it on the airplane. And then I liked it, and that's why I actually started watching it on, actual TV on CNN. But anyway, so I always liked The Taste, that show. It's kind of like The Voice, but for chefs. And Ludo's on there, and Ludo's been my favorite chef for like 20 years. And I spent like, I think it was my 30th birthday at L'Angerie. It's no longer open, but it was like the best French restaurant in LA for decades. Big celeb hangout, and I was just always wanted to go there. That's what I did in my 20s and early 30s, would go to big restaurants. Anyways, he was cooking there then, and it was by far one of my best meals ever. Well, then he left, and he's done all his, all sorts of stuff on his own and pop-ups and whatnot. And then he's traditional chef, French chef. He's like, no butter, everything, blah, blah, blah. And then he realized there's like a new awakening, new generation. There's like, he's like, wait, I think LA had a big influence on him. He's like, I can figure out how to make good food without all of this heavy stuff or with options. He was very very anti-vegetarian, anti-vegan, and now he makes that food and he does it really well. So his restaurant that he started is really kind of avant-garde. It's he ended up taking over this little pizza joint in a strip mall in like this weird neighborhood of Los Angeles. He kept the pizza sign. You don't even know the restaurant's there. The windows are blacked out like with paper. It looks like it's under construction. You just have to know where it is. You have to bid to go to his restaurant. And in fact, I had gotten reservations there before my friends, the Top Chef people. They're like, "How did you get, we haven't even been there." And they've had him on the show,
Wow.
and so that was fun that we got in. And so I've been there twice. The first time I went with Heidi and Joel and a couple people. But the problem was, I was like, I met at their house, and they had a kid, and they're like, "Oh, let's Uber," and I'm like, "Let's go." I'm a very timely person, so I'm always early. And it's like 10 to 8, and I think our reservations are 8. And I'm like, it's gonna take like 20 minutes. Even if we're Ubering, it's just driving me crazy. So, of course, we're late, and I'm just not a fan of that. Well, they're very prompt because they only do two seatings a night, and there's only like six tables. So, when I say bid, you legit, they still do it. Every Friday, you have to bid to get a reservation for like a month later. And it's like a auction. It's like eBay, but like I've literally had to wake up at Friday morning and bid, 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 and just take whatever table I can. And usually I didn't get it, and I finally got one. And then they were late, and I was like, "Oh." And so because we were late, and it says very clearly, be punctual. We have two seatings, and because they only have a few tables, they serve everyone together at the same time. You're at different tables, but everyone's preparing the same thing. They're not gonna, it was a problem. So anyway, so we show up like 10 minutes late. We go to the door. There's no sign or anything, so we're just kind of like, "Is this it?" But I kind of knew that. So I go and I knock on the door, and he opens up the door a crack, and he's like, "Yes," and it's him. And I'm ready to faint. I'm deer in headlights. He's like, "What do you want?" And I'm like, "Oh, we have tickets to beat." He's like, "You're late." He's like, "It's too late." And I'm like, "I'm sorry. These people have a child and Uber and blah." And he's like, And he's and then he opens the door a little bit more. He's fucking with me. He's very dry and sarcastic, but not like Shane. He's actually kind of funny. But he's like, "Let me see these tickets." So I give him the tickets. He's like, "Nope." And meanwhile, there is a giant, giant camera in front of my face. And when I say giant, it's like bigger than any like car engine I've ever seen. This camera, bigger than any Vanderpump Rules camera I've ever seen. It's huge. And it's right in my face, like 6 inches away from my face. I'm like, "Oh my God, this is my worst nightmare." But he's like, "Let me see these tickets." He's like, "These are false. These are fake counterfeit tickets." And I'm like, and I'm like, and I kind of know he's fucking with me, but I'm so starstruck that it's him because he's so fucking beautiful. I'm like, "Ah." And I'm not saying anything. And then he sees me like freeze, and he's like, "Ah, I'm just kidding. I have to give you shit. You're late." And I'm like, "Okay." I don't say a word. So we all file in, and Heidi's like, "What the hell is wrong with you?" She's like, "You're like the most like sarcastic or come back with a line here and there." She's like, "You were just like silent." I'm like, "I know. I'm Cindy Brady, Brady Bunch, like just frozen deer in headlights." I'm like, my dream man is 3 inches in front of my face, and this giant camera is 6 inches in front of my face, and I'm just like,
Oh my gosh.
frozen. It was horrifying. And do over. I wish I tried to do a do over and he wasn't there. So anyways, we sit down and we had like, it's a preset meal, and but you can specify if you're vegetarian or not. So we got five regular and one vegetarian because I knew I wouldn't eat a lot of it because, I'm not into like duck liver or seafood. So I'm like, "Let's get a veggie dish so I have something to eat in case I don't like, whatever else." And that worked out perfectly. And yeah, then I went to the bathroom. It's a super tiny place. Went to the bathroom and then like saw his chef's jacket there. Then ran into him at some point. He served us a couple times. Came over a table. It was like, again, I was just silent, and my friend had never seen me like this. She's like, you usually like banter back with someone sarcastic. I'm like, yep, nope. I was just like super boring. He is so dreamy. He's married, and he's married to a lawyer, and she's beautiful, and they have children, and you know.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, hands off for now. Yeah. Divorce rates high in Southern California, so I'll wait it out, but I won't interfere in the meantime.
Good.
Anyways, so speaking of food and, you know, all of that, how's your TV buns going? Time for our sponsor.
Good. I actually have an update. For the last times that we've been talking about it, I had not tried the iced tea. I kept saying I was going to try it. I actually just tried it right now. I did the skinny tea, and it was so easy. I just brewed my tea how I normally do and then just iced it. It was really, really good. And like TMI, I know this is like this kind of goes like hand in hand when you're talking about tea, but it made me poop. I'm not kidding. 10 minutes after I drank it. Which I'm sorry, but there's nothing better than like an unexpected poop.
Or like a two a day, a double day.
Yeah. I mean, just like when it's like not scheduled, like it just feels like you just feel better. Like my, I don't know. It just feels good getting all that out. Like, and right away I just felt like my, like that heaviness, like that bloat, like went away. And I was like, whoa, that was so nice and unexpected. It really made me feel good.
Like something extra. Right.
Yeah. So I personally have really been focusing on the breastfeeding tea. I drink that every day. It's been great. It tastes good. And it just, I feel like every time that I do it, like it's a little, it's like a way that I'm just an extra step I'm taking to take care of my body. It makes me feel good. And I've been really happy with it.
Yeah. And so it's not just, you know, de-bloating. It's not just, it's detoxing. It can or cannot be used for weight loss. Like, that's a bonus. But if you just want to kind of cleanse and cleanse out your colon, or it speeds up your metabolism, or just have an iced tea. Like, what I like is I love an iced tea, but I don't have to go somewhere and get it. And so I've been using the daytimes, like I said, and I'll steam, like, 3 or 4 cups at a time, and then pour it in a pitcher and add like a lemon wedge or a couple squeezes, and sometimes like a, you know, dash of stevia, and I'll make a huge pitcher of iced tea, and I'll have that in the fridge for a couple days. So then it's like no work, and I'm just like, ooh, instead of water, I want iced tea. And I know you're more of an iced tea drinker than a water drinker.
Yeah.
And I've now kind of become both. Like, I drink water all the time.
Nice.
But I like iced tea. I just don't want to have to go out and get it. So I've been doing that. I'll do it at night, and then I'll let it like get cold overnight in the fridge, and it works for me. So
yum, I want to try that. I just did a cup, so I want to try a pitcher for sure. But yeah, you guys, check it out. And like we said before, they do have other items. Check out their website. Again, it's Teamy Blends. You can use our discount code. It's Pump Rules, and you'll receive 15% off of any order of $49.99 or more. So that helps when you're checking out the stuff. So try it out.
Yeah, it's TEAMI Blends, BLENDS.com. Pump Rules is the code, 15% off. And yeah, I still need to try the masks and the scrub, because I'm all about the skincare aspect as well.
Yes.
So we'll report back on that. Anyways, cool. So you want to get into OC?
Yes. Yeah, let's do it. I hope you guys can't hear my family yelling behind the door. Can you hear it, Sarah?
I can't hear anything.
Okay, good.
Nope.
Okay.
So there's been some drama on social media with Shannon and her new boyfriend that, you know, she debuted on Watch What Happens Live. They didn't show him, but they referenced that he was in the audience. And after that, his ex-wife just went on a rampage on social media posting to her, because he has her blocked. So she started posting to Shannon like, oh, well, since your new mate, you know, you're there staying in expensive suites and first class tickets. Why don't you remind him to pay his back child support? I can't remind him because I'm blocked, and reminding me as a restraining order, all sorts of stuff popping off, which I don't know.
I was so confused by that post because first she's like, tell your twin. And I'm like,
twin. Yeah.
What does
weird.
That mean? Like, why would your partner be your twin?
That was an odd choice of words.
Yeah.
For
it,
sure.
Like, I kept on reading it and then I would stop on twin and like start over because I was so confused. And then did it say that his check bounced or something?
Something, or he owes like 6 or 7K. But that wasn't, isn't she a lawyer or something? And I thought, whenever I looked her up, she seems like she should be smarter in her career than to make these kind of posts that she was making. Like, why are you airing your dirty laundry out on social media? Like, they didn't even feature him. He's not on the show. Like, I guess she wants to discredit him or something, but...
Well, I'm sure it's just such a rush getting, like, posting something like that and then the uproar that you cause, because she really did.
Yeah.
It's probably you get a taste of it, and especially when you're in that crazy mode, you know, when you're just going off.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not like she seems like a girl that's just trying to be famous and get followers. Like, she has a legit career and everything, and it just... I feel like I thought she was a lawyer or something. I just thought, is this really advisable?
Oh, yeah. Like, I thought that it, like, from reading it, it just seemed like she, like, a woman who had just lost their shit and was going to just air it all out.
Yeah.
And she would for sure regret
scorned.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the movie. Like the Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, you know, a bit dramatic. And I get, like, she can let Shannon know, but is that the way to do it? Like, maybe DM her, or maybe call her or something. I don't know. It seemed a little
and
awkward.
Shannon today posted on her Instagram, like, a quote, and it said, "A person's true colors will always show within time. You may be fooled for the moment, but be patient and see what happens." Now, I was wondering, does that pertain to this woman, or does it pertain to Gina and Emily? And then I noticed that Tamara and Vicky liked it. So, you know, so they're obviously on Shannon's side for whatever she's talking about.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yes.
You know, so we get into the episode. What I really hated is, I know a lot of people complained at first when Beverly Hills did this with the fake out of an extended episode and it merged into VPR. However, they should thank Bravo for that, because now everyone gets the bonus of VPR. I don't know how I feel about, I knew when I was looking at my DVR, I'm like, this is not an extended episode of OC. This is either going to go right into Watch What Happens Live. And then I was like, wait a minute, I bet it's going to go into Play by Play, because people aren't watching it, so they're going to force us to watch it. So did you notice on your DVR it said Orange County Housewives for like an hour and a half?
No.
Oh, mine did. And I was like, I don't believe that for one second. I will never believe we're getting a supersized regular episode. And I knew, I'm like, they're going to force Jerry down our throats. Sure enough, if you DVR'd it, anyone, it just goes right into Play by Play. It's like, you didn't even have to schedule that separately. They did a little trickeroony on us, and I don't appreciate it. Stop trying to make Fetch happen, okay?
Yeah.
Although, you know, he's all over the place. He is pranking Stassi. He's hanging out with Jackie Schimmel. He's podcasting with Taylor Strucker. Like, this boy's thirsty.
Yeah, he really is.
I don't know. What do you think about the show?
I'm finding that I'm having a lot of eye roll moments just because I feel like it's so written and prepped. I prefer kind of like the podcast format where it really is like the host and the people working through their thoughts versus having like cue cards of jokes lined up. That is kind of bothering me. And just wondering like how authentic it is that they really know all of the details that they're talking about. I just don't buy it. I just don't.
Yep.
You know, when they're talking about these, you know, the scenes or the characters, I'm not believing that they are as invested as some of us super fans are. You know, it's going to be really hard when they start going in on Vanderpump Rules. I'm going to lose it, but.
Yeah, 100%. The only exception I'm making, and I'm kind of surprised and shocked, is that fighter dude that has a podcast, because he, oh my God, I'm just looking at Dylan on Watch What Happens Live. What the fuck is he doing on there? It's on mute. I don't even know who these people are, but Dylan McKay is on Andy's show.
No way.
Dylan, that was also, as we mentioned in a previous podcast, the cover boy for the AARP magazine last year.
Yes.
Luke Perry. Anyways,
Which is almost as good as when Brenda did her like go back to college campaign.
did you see the Lifetime movie that Brenda with the remake of the Candace Cameron and then the kid from The Wonder Years? You know that movie, No One Can Tell, when
No.
the kid from The Wonder Years, Kevin from The Wonder Years, was a football player and he dated Candace Cameron and abused her and killed her. So they did a remake. Heather knows about this. And it just aired on Lifetime like 2 weeks ago. And Brenda or Shannen Doherty played the mom. I'm like, oh my God, this is so weird. You playing the mother. It
That
was so weird.
is weird.
But anyways, back to the fighter guy on Play by Play. He is actually, and he looks, I don't know, kind of young. He's like, no, I'm an OCOG. He was like, they asked like, who's your favorite like new housewife? And everyone is like kind of naming like a newer housewife. It's like Gina. He's like Tamra. He's like, because if you know the history, Tamra was a new housewife in season three. So he actually knew his shit, and he said that was his favorite all time, show. So he actually kind of he's. I feel like the only one that knows this shit, because oftentimes you'll see like the other guys, even Jerry, they'll confuse names, or Andy will ask them or Jerry, who's, you know, this, and they'll forget names.
I agree with you. I felt like he gave like that's a very, very smart answer on, you know, that it's smart across the board to give Tamra as the
Yeah, 'cause she's
answer.
not an OG. She's not an OG, and it really takes someone that knows their shit to know that. So anyways, he's the only one like, but yeah, I could do with the show, and I didn't appreciate the I know they're trying to make it happen, whatever. Whatever, fetch, Andy. So, into the episode, I appreciated a little shout out. So they show Kelly working out at CFit Pilates, which is my Pilates studio. It's not the same one because I go there's three of them, and I go to two of them, and then there's this third one that has like different machines and equipment, which is where she was at, because I'm working off a machine and they're working off of like different shit. But anyways, it's the same company, same owner, so shout out,
Nice.
love that. And then they also did later, well, we'll get into it, but Shannon, I mean, sorry, Emily and Shane went to Fig and Olive, which is so weird. Well, I feel like Shannon went to Fig and Olive of all places. After we were just talking about, both Julie and I agreed it was like the best food we had at the Food and Wine Festival was Fig and Olive, and that's where they went. Although, you know, I had a problem with what they ordered, because can't you just get a salad anywhere? And then how weird was it that Shane ordered just skinny fries? Didn't you think that was a little weird?
I think Shane is freaking weird. Like, just everything. Every time I think I haven't figured out, he does something freaking weirder.
I mean, I get maybe he's not hungry, and so it's like, oh, I'll just have a little something. I get that 100%. But like, that was a strange choice. And actually, I have a question for everyone. Who actually likes skinny fries? Do you?
Yeah.
I don't.
Why?
I don't like them. I don't enjoy them. If I'm gonna like eat potatoes and something fried, I want some sustenance there. Like, I'll tell you, my favorite is a crisp or a crinkle cut fry.
Well, I mean, like at Ruby's, like I can't tell the difference between like the skinny and the regular.
Okay, well, you know, there's regular fries, which I would say like McDonald's or In-N-Out. But then there's skinny fries, and they're just very skinny and fried and just kind of like hollow straws. But it's like, I don't think they're really any less fattening. Like maybe there's less potato, but that just means it's just like a fried bread. I don't know. I'm just not a fan of it. So, I don't know. Have you ever had like crinkle cut fries?
Yeah, from like Ruby's or Carl's.
Fucking delicious. No, not Carl's. Those are crisp cut fries.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Crinkle.
Like Del Taco fries?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, like, basically, you can only get them in the freezer section, or like Ore-Ida crinkle cut. Wouldn't say that's the best because they're frozen fries. But Del Taco is the only place I know, like back in the day, that you could get the like a restaurant, like a drive-in restaurant. You probably don't know what those are. Like a drive-in, they would give you crinkle fries, and they're delicious because there's texture, but they're thick, but not like thick like JoJo's. I don't know. Like
I
I
don't
used
know.
to get.
Yeah, I guess I when I think of like a crinkle fry, I think of like the horrid fries that Diane used to feed me if she was like gonna throw like she's like, here's some nuggets and fries like from the frozen bag and I'd like
Yeah,
be like,
like
ugh.
Ore-Ida, like Ore-Ida.
Yes,
Yeah, like
yes.
gross. Yeah, but no, if me like Del Taco, I mean,
I'm on the Fig and Olive site right now to see like what the skinny fries are and they're called truffle skinny fries and they're $10.
See, I fucking hate that. I've had those in San Francisco. I've had them here because they try to like what restaurants do is they try to they say truffle fries or they'll do Parmesan fries. No, it taints the flavor. It changes it. I just want salt. Don't add truffle. I love truffle on its own or with certain things. I hate it on fries. I hate Parmesan on fries. I know it always sounds better, like, ooh, that sounds upgraded. Parmesan fries. Nope. Just give me fries. Maybe I'm just too simple. I just like simple. Tom Colicchio. I like three ingredients.
Yeah.
Or three ingredients. But I want to kind of do a poll for the Facebook group, or maybe I'll put it on Twitter. You guys like skinny fries, regular fries, fat fries? Because you know there's those restaurants that do the fat fries, right?
Yeah.
Not a big fan of that either. It's different than a JoJo. I would take a JoJo over a fat fry. JoJo as in potato wedge, like, you know.
Not JoJo Siwa.
I don't know what that is.
Dance moms, yes, you do.
Oh, JoJo. Yeah, I love JoJo. Her. JoJo's, we've already had this conversation. The only thing I would order besides coleslaw at KFC would be JoJo's and coleslaw. But you know, at the grocery store, potato wedges, fine for you people, potato wedges. Okay, so question. Skinny fries, regular fries, fat fries, JoJo's. Crisp cut fries, as in like Carl's Jr. Curly fries. I know that's going to throw a lot of people off, like Jack in the Box has those. Crinkle fries or tater tots. What's your choice?
Oh my, it depends. It depends on like the restaurant, the mood I'm in, but I could probably,
Totally.
yeah, I could probably vote for sure.
You know, a lot of people hate In-N-Out fries, but I freaking love them. So, for regular fries, I'd go In-N-Out. Otherwise, I'd go crinkle fries, tater tots, curly, no, or JoJo's, then curly, then crisp cut, then fat, then skinny would be my last.
Yeah, skinny's up there for me. I do enjoy him. I'm kind of with Shane on this, which is really making me nervous. I'm also with him on the Diet Coke. So
Ugh.
I'm also with him on being short. Like, I get it.
All right, I'm gonna put up that poll. But anyways, back to the episode.
Okay, yeah, so
Oh, here's a beauty. Speaking of working out, after CFIT, they go to Shannon and her trainer, and it was like, did you ever watch Three's Company?
a little bit.
So, you guys that have, it was all known about innuendos and misunderstandings and things heard behind the door. These producers for sure did this on purpose, 100%. I wish they would have continued a little bit more because they started with like, she's like, well,
can you feel it? Is it tight?
And he's like, okay, well, I'm just going to get some blood pumping into it.
Well, can you feel it?
He's like, yeah, it's tight. And then they, like, open the door, but they continue on because he's like,
she's like, well, is it tight or are you just pushing on it?
And he's like, well, it's just really sensitive. And I'm like, that was
such
sexual innuendo, but they did half the scene behind the closed door. So I'm like, it was such a Three's Company moment. I'm like, I wish they would have done the whole scene because their whole dialogue was, you know,
is it tight? Can you feel it?
Oh, I just got to get the blood pumping.
Yeah.
So I
missed the very first part, so I'm glad that you're talking about this because I tuned in right after the Ready Whip scene, I guess. So tell me what happened with that.
So they were working out, and then Emily's like, well, do you want a smoothie? And then I was like, I'm interested in watching this since I'm watching my carbs right now because smoothies are, you know, a lot of times it's like banana, fruit, blah, blah, blah. So they're clearly not doing carb or keto or anything like that. But, you know, it also looks like a delicious smoothie because it's fruit, banana, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so when I was watching, I saw like the first thing I saw, and I wasn't even taking notes in this episode. I was actually working out while watching it. I'm like, I'll rewatch it and take notes tomorrow. But I was like, oh my God, what the hell? They flash and there's all these cans of Ready Whip and they're not just on the counter. Like, now I sound like Gina. They're not just on the counter or Vicky, but they're in a fruit basket, like with actual fruit, with a multi-tiered wired fruit basket. And there's not just one can, there's a couple, but they're in the fruit basket. I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, do they just stay there? Like,
and
that should be refrigerated.
And the photo that I saw, like, it was also like making me like uncomfortable because one like didn't even have the cap on it. It's like, at least have the lid on it. Like one, like the spout is like out. The other one has a lid on it. Like WTF, like did the children put them there and she didn't see it?
But there was two of them.
Yeah, I know. That's what it was like what the heck?
It was just very odd.
Yeah.
So anyways, sorry, I'm just checking something to you. I don't know. I just thought it was a moment to notice. But they should be refrigerated. And it was just a couple different cans. It's like, it's strange for someone to have a can of Ready Whip like in their fridge and ready to go for a smoothie, but then to have like two different kinds because they saw one was like the thick and creamy and one was the regular. So
yes,
did she have like Gina over? It was like, well, in case she wants thick and creamy, I'll have both. Or I'll put them both up. But, like, that's fine. But why are they in the wire basket? Like, they should be on the counter. So I just thought that was strange.
Really weird.
So they do that. They make the smoothies. And obviously neither of their bodies show it. So I actually have some Ready Whip in my fridge because it is carb-free.
I have some, too.
It is carb-free, so I'm going to go ahead. I can't do Shannon because every time I do Shannon, it's like a cross between Vicky and Shannon. So Gina and Emily both said that they texted Shannon after QVC and she didn't text back, which was kind of a red flag for me because we've heard this now before from Tamara, who is her good friend. Like, she doesn't really ask about other people or she doesn't respond. So I do think that's a little rude. I mean, not to get petty, I'm sure she was busy and everything, but now we're kind of getting back to like marathon text gate with like Bethany and Kara. Like, well, I texted you, you know, well, she's like, I was running. Well, I texted you like 100 times before, after, you know, you never got back to me. Well, I thought I did. And, you know, so it's kind of like that. But at the same time, you know, I'm kind of feeling like Shannon is a lot of fun and a great friend, but I feel like you are going to be her friend more than she's going to be your friend, in a sense, as far as being there for you or asking how you're doing and that sort of thing. And granted, she doesn't know Emily and Gina that, you know, hardly at all, but kind of basing it off Tamara, who I'm not usually on Tamara's side, but, you know, given the Eddie thing and all of that, I kind of, it seems like a kind of a consistent theme. So, I might have a red flag or heads up, like, why don't they ever ask about me?
I was appalled by Shannon's behavior this episode, the whole thing. I thought the way that she was acting was just uncalled for and cold and just, I mean, maybe it was the way that it was edited, but it came off just very, it's like, dude, you're going through the same thing. Like, have like a little bit of sympathy and ask about someone else. Like, she was straight up avoiding the whole situation. It was really awkward.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I get wanting to keep out of it, but, you know, at the same time, you're a hostess, be a little more cordial and be a little more engaging and a little more conversational and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just feel like I feel like I've been in groups, like, especially with like mommy and me things. Like, there's always that one girl who, like, she will talk to a couple of girls on a deep level, and then when you possibly like come in with a story that's similar, like even like let's say one of the friends of that girl is like, oh my gosh, like Holly has a story just like yours, like she'll still turn her back and like go talk to someone else, when it's like, dude, like we just like connected on some level and you still don't want to talk to me, like, you know, like it's just that feel, it's not a good feeling that that type of person gives to you, where it's just like dismissive and like your problems don't matter. I hate that feeling. Hate it.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. So onto the embryos thing. My whole thing, like, how old is Annabelle? Isn't she like 6?
I think she's 5. Maybe 6. Okay. I thought she was 5, but I don't know.
Okay. So, I mean, I totally get Emily's position. However, they're not going to bond at this point, being, you know, that much of an age difference. Like, by the time she actually gets pregnant, has a child, you know, Annabelle's going to be 8 or something. So they may bond as adults. So it's going to be a different situation than Emily and her sister, I think. So I think that she's trying to recreate the same thing and it's not going to happen. It could when they're adults, so it's still a nice thing. I'm still on her side. It's her choice and her prerogative to do that. So I'm not on Shane's side. I don't like that he shuts her down like that and just says, nope, nope, oh, I want to be 6 feet tall. It's a tough thing. Like, obviously, all the options are tough options. Like, I get the destroying thing because it seems like, you know, because they're not just eggs. They're actually sperminated eggs, right? They're embryos. So they're ready to go. That'd be tough to destroy. It'd be tough. You know, like, oh, he was like, you can donate them to science. Like, I get that would be tough. You could be an egg donor. I think that would be fantastic. Or you can do just keep them in storage. You can do nothing, or you can find a different surrogate. So a lot of tough options. I don't think, you know, he should hold her back, and I don't think she should hold him back. Like, they both have valid points. I like the doctor that said, well, regardless, it sounds like you guys need to go to therapy to discuss this. So that was good advice. My problem with Shane is that clearly there doesn't seem to be a financial reason. And if their kids were grown, I would totally understand that. But their little twins are like 2 years old. So it's not like there's a huge lifestyle change. They still have really little kids and they have help.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand as much from his perspective, because they have the money, they have the help, and they also have little children that are like, they're not even 3 yet, right? Those little boys are like 2.
Yeah.
So your lifestyle isn't going to change because you have little kids regardless. So if you're going to do it now. So I don't really understand his like apprehension. Cause there's no, you know, nothing financial, nothing like huge lifestyle. So you know, if she's going to, that's the thing. When you have a child, you're probably never going to regret it. But if you don't have a child, you might regret it. So,
I felt like at the, at Fig and Olive that he kind of, I wasn't pissed at his answer and how he responded to her. Like, he kind of said, well, I think that's a good idea. Go talk to the doctor, see what he has to say, weigh out your options so you can see how you feel. Like, he kind of at the end came off a little more supportive than he had been in the past episodes, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, there's no harm in meeting with the doctor, and that's great. And yeah, I liked him a little bit more at the end. I liked him at the beginning when they walked into Fig and Olive, and he's like, oh, if I knew I had to stand next to you, I would have wore bigger shoes. Like, you know, like Tom Cruise supposedly wears lifts. Or he's like, I need a booster seat. So he does have that dry sense of humor. It's
oh, my
just...
God. We were talking about Tom Cruise the other day. Chad pulled up this meme, and he sat, like, Chad isn't, like, a huge laugher. Like, he won't sit there and you know, like, cry laugh about anything unless it's really funny. And he sat there and, like, laughed at this meme of Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise. Have you seen the one where it's their wedding photo and he's standing on a little stool? It's, like, it's like ridiculous. Like, she has her head, like, kind of, like, bent over and he's standing on this little stool. It's someone, you know, photoshopped it, but he, like, it really is funny. There is something funny about a shorter guy and taller girl. Like, it's just funny to look at.
Well, I like that he can make fun of it, so that's fun.
I still, it's uncomfortable, though. It's, it's uncomfortable because it's, like, we don't want to laugh at you, Shane. Like, it's not... Your height isn't funny, and it looks like it's making Emily uncomfortable. He's very good at, like, uncomfortable humor, where it's like, ugh, like, should we laugh with you or at you, or what are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to, I don't think it was Nicole Kidman, because I think Keith Urban's pretty short, but it was some celebrity, and they divorced their shorter husband, and they're like, what are you most excited about? And she's like, I can finally wear heels again.
Yeah.
It might have been her, but I don't think so, because Keith Urban, he's not as short as Tom Cruise, but he's definitely not tall. Anyways, so Gina getting her trade off on the casita, and I think Emily's advice was good. She's like, no, I think you need to do a trial separation. You need to do a clean divide, and I think that's smart advice, because when you don't, then there's going to be resentment. And that's when the battles are going to start. So I think the best advice is kind of like, yeah, do that casita for 6 months and do a trial separation. See how it goes. Maybe you guys are going to be like, yeah, you know what? We don't want to be together. Or you might be like, you know, I think there's more to the story. A lot of people have speculated because Gina got so emotional. It's like, I don't understand over the bikini sitch. And oh my gosh, like if you are still best friends, it's amicable. You still like screwing each other. I don't understand why they didn't go on the vacation together or make it a family vacation. Like, she's like, all these bikinis and I can't wear them now because they were meant for him. It's like, but you just said you still sleep together. You're still best friends. So I think there's a lot more to the story than she wants to give up. And it is her first season, and most people don't give it all up in the first season. So that tracks. I get that.
I mean, not to bring it back to like Vanderpump Rules, but this is a Vanderpump Rules podcast. I felt it was very Stassi-esque, her story.
Yeah.
You know, it was like she wanted like a Cabo crying moment with her girlfriend, and she should have done that.
Yeah.
And I wonder, are we going to see more tears in Jamaica about this? Is she going to, you know, carry this on and really mourn the loss of her marriage? I think that that may be coming.
Yeah, and she seemed fine when she first talked about it. She's like, I just don't have 32 more years in me. And I think that was like her wanting to portray this image. But I think obviously there's more to the story, and like she doesn't want to air it. And I respect that. And that's probably smart. But I think there's definitely more, because she's not totally down with it and cool with it. She's afraid to be alone. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know, it's a huge change, and she's not even in her environment with her family or friends. So I get that. You know, it's just hard for people to come out the first season and like let it all hang out.
Yeah.
You know, like even Kelly did that. Like, you could tell their marriage was like why are they married? But like, she didn't want to let it all hang out that first season.
Of course. And,
you know, so I have a, since we're talking about the bikinis, and then Kelly mentioned how she had like bags and bags of bikinis. She had like 27 different bikinis that was just in a storage bag. I would like to mention our sponsor this week again, Poshmark, because I think, Gina, if you don't want to wear those bikinis because they represent your lost trip with your lost husband, or Kelly, who has bags and bags of bikinis in a bag, you know, where you can get rid of them, Poshmark, a lot of them haven't been used, so I bet you can get top dollar or the same money you paid or close to it. You can go to Poshmark.com, Poshmark.com. You guys, if you haven't tried them, you can use our code. You guys, we talked about these guys on previous podcasts. They gave us the wrong code. It was a misunderstanding that they sent us VRP. It's actually VRP5. So if you have tried, we apologize. They apologize. They said it's VRP5. You get $5 off your first order. And, you know, Kelly, Gina, I highly recommend you sell your bikinis on Poshmark. You can get, you know, your money back. If you guys want to buy their bikinis or designer handbags or clothing or, you know, any kind of, it doesn't have to be top designer. They have Old Navy, they have Guess, they have Gap, they have
Louboutins. Yeah, I figured out that our code, I'm like, why is it VRP? And then I'm like, oh, Vanderpump Rules Party. That's probably what they're doing.
Yeah, instead of VPR.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's VRP5. I think the 5 represents $5 off. So, and as you guys heard on previous podcasts, Holly found, like, I didn't even know this, she found children's toys that her daughter has wanted that she missed out on, even McDonald's toys, that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's collector's items, Barbies. Also, I've been seeing, like, this hat, this designer hat that everyone's been wearing at South Coast Plaza. If you ever go to, if you're ever in Orange County, South Coast Plaza is kind of like the fashion mecca for us here. And you can always you can always see like what's in style around there. And I was there the other week for like this fashion thing with Ronnie, and I saw all these women wearing freaking Gucci hats. So I'm like, let me just see how much that Gucci hat is. Maybe one day I'll save my money and I'll get myself a Gucci hat. I don't even wear hats, so I don't know who I think I am right now. You know, like I'm a celebrity, I need to hide my face. So I looked it up. This freaking hat is $450. And so I was just thinking, gosh, I wonder if I could go on Poshmark and find, you know, that someone wore it once. Because how often do you wear a hat to get your money's worth for $450? So I meant to look it up, but it's like a Gucci hat with like a sweatband around it. It's kind of cute. But anyways, wow. It made me think of our sponsor. And yeah, so check it out, VRP5.
Yes. So you can buy things, you can sell things. As I mentioned in a previous podcast, I'm selling a lot of things that still have tags on it, but you can sell things that don't have tags on it and ask whatever you want for it. It's, you know, how long you want to wait. If you want quick money, if you want to wait for it, it's 2-day shipping. The buyer pays for it. It's all great. And check it out. So it just reminded me when Kelly said she had a lot of bags of bikinis, and then Gina was complaining about her stockpile of bikinis she was supposed to wear in Cabo.
Yeah.
So then Tamara's talking to Eddie about, I like this part about, I love this season, Eddie. He's a little gloomy. Sorry, I don't want him ill, but he's funny this season. She's like, well, I'm sorry. I've been gone 3 nights, but I have to go to another party. Shannon's having a celebratory party. And he's like, she's celibate. It's just one of those words. Like Julia once, you know, used the word like emaciated instead of emancipated. It's like, nope, totally different meanings. But so celebratory. And she's like, no, come on, Eddie. She was celibate when she was married. She's having a celebratory party about not being married. But would you think, like, I could not do Shannon coming back, getting back late at night, and then having a dinner party where she's also cooking, but also cooking something new. Like, I would never do that. Like, I've had a party where I tried something new, barbecued ribs, and they turned out like beef jerky, and people were like, oh, no, it's still good, good flavor. And they're like totally humoring me. Like, don't try something new when you have a dinner party and when you're filming and all sorts of shit. So I don't know why she did it like the day, you know, after she just got back late at night. I mean, it looked pretty simple, but she's also, you know, trying out her new packaged meal that you found last week. She offered the pork tenderloin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm all about the cauliflower. Like, I make that, and you know, you guys can buy the cauliflower crumbles in the deli section and make mashed. I've been making the cauliflower crust so I can have pizza. So I finally had pizza, but it's a cauliflower crust. So it's great.
I make the cauliflower mashed potatoes all the time. I love them.
Yeah, they're good. You can't even tell. So it just looked like a lot of work to,
I would never ever, I don't know. First of all, I would never have a party where I cooked for everyone. I would have a fit, but I know you guys are like better cooking than I am, but dude, that was, I would totally freak out. Oh. And I actually was on her side. Like, she had an excuse to step away.
Yes.
And not, you know.
Oh, 100%. Not... When you're making it and you're hosting it, like, you don't have time to, unless you've like prepped everything and it's just like, okay, I have a couple problems here, but, I don't know how she got to the store prepped, decorated. I know she had like someone to help her, but like, just going to the store and prepping, that would require the whole day. And she got back late at night. And then, like, dressing for filming and then decorating and all that. Like, I don't – that was a poor choice, although it looked perfect. It looked fine. But the other problem I had with the guests is I totally relate to Shannon because I'm super anal retentive this way, is when the food's ready, the food's ready. And I don't know how many times you've been there when I used to cook at Julia's, when I'd make a huge group meal, or maybe you weren't always there, but like, or here, and it's all timing. And then people are like, oh yeah, we'll get to it. It's like, no, it's ready now.
Yeah.
Like, I sound like Vicky. It's ready now. It's ready now. You eat now. You know, because it's hot now.
I don't relate to that because I've never made it. But now that you're telling me, I will definitely be prompt anytime anyone says it's ready. Because I'll hear my mom do that too. She's like, it's ready. And I'm like, okay, calm down, mom. Like, what's the problem? But yeah, I get it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's certain things. It's like, there's certain foods that would be like, okay, it's fine if it sits a little bit. But then there's foods that, no, you need to eat it now to eat it at its peak and how it's supposed to be prepared. And if you wait, then it doesn't taste like it's supposed to taste, and it's really irritating. And I do this at home too. I'll cook for my family or holidays. So it's like, no, now. And people are like, yeah, we're getting there. And I get Gina had to go take a moment, but the others were all lingering, like, what should we drink? And I could tell Shannon was having a conniption. She's like, no, now. It's going to get cold. Like, I get it. It's not as, like, I totally understand her in that point.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's ready now. Especially, you know, like, even talk breakfast. Breakfast, I mean, dinner's almost even a little easier, but breakfast, like, the eggs are going to be cold. The hash browns are going to be cold. The bacon's going to be, like, it's just not the same. So fucking sit down when I say to sit down. And this is why I give you a heads up. Like, 10 minutes, be ready. Don't be like, okay, we'll be down in a minute. It's like, no, now.
Yeah.
I totally get her.
Definitely.
What do you think about Vicky calling Shannon's house a cute little cottage?
Oh, I didn't hear her say that.
Well, they all came in. They showed an exterior. And yeah, granted, from what she came with from like her first season of the basketball court, racquetball court, whatever. And now it's just a cute little cottage. I'm like, if that's a cottage, then I definitely live in like a doghouse.
I don't know. I've been having like issues with like looking at what other people have, and it's like it's starting to affect me. Like I've been following Instagram accounts of like, you know, bloggers that like are like renovating my cottage, you know, and they like they show their porch and there's like perfectly placed pumpkins with like some hay and shit like that. And it's I feel like I'm like in I've just had to like stop and say, Holly, like it's just not that season of your life right now. Like I'm my house is covered with baby shit. I can't have like my cute furniture because my kid like drags her mac and cheese on it. And so I'm just like, okay, a couple more years and I can get all new stuff and do something cute. But right now I have to just stop comparing, be grateful for what I have and just move on. But oh my God. So, and I saw the women like kind of making comments like that too. And Shannon kind of brushing it off like, well, I'm doing the best I can in this rental, you know, but so that kind of triggered me a little bit. But I thought that she did decorate it really nice. The house looked great. But I was hearing the other woman's comments for sure.
Yeah, it's not a cottage. But even like, yeah, Kelly can do that because her child's older and it's fine. But still, she went to a lot of work for a rental. But maybe she plans on staying there for a while. Like, you know, I get that. That's cool. But if she's not, then I find it a waste of time. Like I decorate a lot on Halloween, but last year I missed it. And now I'm kind of like, I realized the last time I did it, you know, I'm like, I get the Cinderella pumpkins and I didn't even realize until I was checking out. I'm like, those fuckers are like $30. I'm like, wait a minute. There's no kids that are going to be like, oh, this house is better because she has Cinderella pumpkins. Versus the $5 pumpkins that I actually carve because you can't carve Cinderella pumpkins. So it's like, I'm not going to, this year, I'm going to put out my same decorations, but I'm not going to get the $30 pumpkins. I didn't even know they were that much. It was just too late and I was too embarrassed to say like, oh, put it back.
Diane just gave me a pumpkin, a Cinderella pumpkin that she put succulents on. It looks so cute. I'm going to post it in the group because it's just adorable.
I mean, I love them, but I'm not going to go buy four of them. Like I have in previous years, I'm going to get regular pumpkins and I always carve at least two.
I didn't know there was a difference of price.
Oh my God. Well, I didn't either until the last time I bought them. And clearly it was like $25 to $30. And then versus like a regular pumpkin, you know, it's like
you got to go to Trader Joe's or something. I don't think it was that much.
For a Cinderella one?
Yeah.
All right. And, well,
unless I don't know what a Cinderella pumpkin is. Maybe I need to look it up.
They're really specialty ones that you don't carve. They're like white.
Like the green and the white and the brown and the shits like that.
Yeah, princessy. Yeah, gory. They're like giant gourds.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's so cute, but they're expensive. I mean, I only get them at Albertsons. I'm not going to like some special farm.
You're not going to like Roger's Garden?
Yeah, because I'd be the creeper, be like, what's that strange lady on the hay wagon with us like that?
You know, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
And just by myself, like, hi, kids. It's just me.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways. So I liked when they were talking about going on the trip. And Vicky's like, well, you know, in Jamaica, you can do these things like, you know, you do this with your arm motion. And it's like it's some weird thing you put in the water. And Gina's like, you mean like a paddle?
Yeah, that was funny. She said, like, she's like, a paddle, a paddle, a paddle. That's like, yes, Gina, a paddle. Like, just let Vicky have her moment.
Vicky couldn't figure out the term for it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. I'm not that excited for them to go to Jamaica. I'm just like, all right, it'll be a trip. Hopefully, drama will happen.
Yeah. That's exactly what I wrote down. I was like, I'm not excited about.
Yeah, my favorite part of this episode for sure was when Jolie went to go volunteer again. I thought it was such a cute moment, and it was emotional. Like, I thought she may be an actress, that little girl, because she's very good on camera and she knows how to play it. Not saying that she's playing it, but she played that very well.
Yes. 100%.
And she's entertaining in like a good way.
Yep. No, I loved it. I loved the mop scene too, because I didn't know how one of those worked either. I mean, I was a teenager, but yeah, I love how Kelly's like, this is the clean water, and it's like all gray.
Yeah.
but that's how it is. I mean, yeah. I've mopped the floors of grocery stores. That's what it looks like, people.
Me too. I've mopped the floors of Duke's in Huntington Beach many times. I thought that was really cool. And a lot of times it's annoying when they show the kids, but I thought this was a pretty cool scene.
Yeah.
Let's see what else stood out to me this episode. What else happened? So the trip is coming.
Yeah, I'm not super excited on the location, but, you know, whatever. Nothing against Jamaica. It's just, just not that excited.
I mean, I'm pretty excited for Kentucky because I already broke it to my mom. I'm like, Mom, I might be missing your birthday this year. And she's like, for what? And I said, I'm going to a
royal wedding.
Ronnie's like, why, Mom? Where are you going? And I was like, I'm going to a castle. She's like, what? And I'm like, yeah,
Ronnie can come.
She's like, who's the princess getting married? And I said, it's Brittany. And my mom's like, you got invited to the wedding? And I said, well, kind of. I mean, maybe.
Yes.
I mean, let's just put it out there. Like, we are going to get an invite.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. Let's get my crystals out and we'll.
Hey, I fly home from my mother's wedding almost every year, but there were many, many years at your mother's age when I did not. So, come on.
Yeah.
Your mom is spoiled. She can learn to appreciate you when you're not there.
No, she's like, I don't care if you're not here for my birthday. Will the kids be here? And I was like, yeah, you're going to watch them. So, happy birthday.
All right, so the last, I guess we just have two quick little things. You know, Vicky, Steve's daughter, I thought she was very pretty. Your boyfriend seems cool.
Okay, I had a question about this.
Yeah.
Wasn't this scene in the last episode?
It was a preview.
Oh, because I'm like, am I losing it? Like, did I flip back to another episode? Like, I thought we already went to Michael's house.
He already said,
let's go outside. Like, what the hell was that?
They showed the entire scene in the preview because I thought there was going to be more to it. And when they actually showed the scene, I was like, they basically showed the whole scene. There was, like, nothing to talk about because we already saw it in the preview.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, Steve just being like, isn't Dion goal? Just being happy, like, kudos. Good for you, Steve. Like, she's like, I need a ring. Like, Vicky is so fixated on the marriage aspect. And he's like, it's not like we're going to have kids or anything. Like, what's the problem? And I need it. Like, she's more fixated on marriage than him, I feel like.
Oh, definitely. And it's almost like embarrassing. Like, because, yeah, it's like, it doesn't make sense. And I don't know. Like, I would want to be with someone that was, like, constantly asking me, like, come on, marry me. I wouldn't want to have to be saying it. Like, that's, like, pretty humiliating.
Well, and she kept saying, she said at the beginning to all the couples, she's like, can you believe we're all here? And we all love the mates that we're with, but none of us are married, but yet we still love them? It's like, what? Of course you love people you're not with, even if you're not married to them. It's like, what are you saying?
Are you scared of crickets?
Oh my God. Do you just know what happened to me yesterday?
There's a huge cricket on my curtain and I'm like trying to not shit myself. Like I'm starting to
sweat. Do you have a dust buster?
No. It's like the size of my fist. I hope it's a cricket. I don't want to shine a light on it. I'm freaking out.
Have you not learned from my 6 Dustbuster story last year?
I know. I've got to order them from Amazon, dude.
Okay. Dude, last night, I was in my bathroom and washing my face and I heard chirp. I was like, what the fuck was that? You know how close my blinds are to my sink, yeah, right?
Yes.
I look up. There is a grasshopper, like, I swear to God, like 3 feet long. I mean, honestly, he's like 6 inches long and like an inch thick. Like, this is too fucking big for my dustbuster, but I don't know what to do with them. And I'm like, I gotta try. I can't sleep with this fucker coming into my bedroom or anything. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry to kill you. I'm sorry you fucked up by coming in my house all the way this deep into my bathroom. So I got my dustbuster, and he didn't fit, but then he jumped on the countertop of my sink, and then I kept trying. And then here's what happens. As I've told you 6 other times, I finally got him up I race it out to the back step. I leave my dustbuster out there, and guess what? This is going to be dustbuster number 6 for the year. It's going in the trash because I am not cleaning that fucker. Oh, I'm just going to buy a new one.
Well, Chad is like psycho. Like, all once I go out, he'll get it. Like, he'll get, like, he gets like a baggie, and then he captures it, and then he takes it outside and releases it.
Like, hey, he, you said it like me. You said baggie. Anyways, no, okay. Have Chad get it, cup it, and then he'll release it.
Yeah.
But sorry, I know sorry, I can't guys, do
I didn't
that.
Mean to interrupt.
No, I can't do that either. I'm with you. Like, I wish I could do that because I do want to save the soul, but I can't.
I know.
Sorry.
I know.
He shouldn't have come all the way in here. If he was by my back door, I could have shoot him out, but he was in my bathroom, and it was right next to my bedroom. I can't, like, wake up with a grasshopper on my face.
Oh, my God, stop. Ugh.
Okay, last point. Yeah, there's nothing that happened with Steven.
I'm pressuring bored.
Mike, and Mike, my new, I have to get back to him on that, damn it. I have to get back to Mike on my life insurance sales. He's the VP of Kodo Insurance, but he's, you know, he responds to anyone, so. There you go.
Yeah.
If you guys need insurance, Mike will respond to you. And then she tells Danny she needs to be pregnant by 32. And I like Steve. He's like, how about they just have babies when they want to have babies?
Okay. Yeah, I liked that too.
Yeah. So the last part, Shannon meets Kelly. They talk about Gina saying Shannon isn't warm or easy to get to know. I've noticed that Shannon loves a short jacket over a t-shirt. She pretty much wears that in every scene.
It's working for her. I like it. Like, I've actually, like, been, like, inspired and, like, looking for shit like that to wear, too. Jackets never work on me, so I'm still, like, trying to look
boobs.
For that. Yeah.
But I feel like she has the same problem.
Yeah, and it doesn't always work for her either. Sorry, not to be mean, but...
Well, she puts it with a white t-shirt, and that's just not a, like, a forgiving look.
Yeah.
Although, I wasn't annoyed when... They were talking about bikinis, and she's like, nope, I'm not going to wear a bikini. I'm not going to wear a swimsuit. I did that. I made that mistake because Kelly was like, didn't you wear one in Mexico? She's like, yeah, that was a mistake. And then they flash back, and it's like, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, of course. I know you're next to Tamara. Anyone's going to look, like, bad next to Tamara.
Shannon
but
looks amazing. She needs looks to.
Great.
Yeah, she looks great. She
And I actually take offense when she's, like, shunning herself, saying she thinks she looks like just beastly or horrific. I'm like, you look fucking fantastic.
Yeah, she
and
does.
She's like 54, 55, and like she's so horrified by that shot. I'm like, I will take that shot any day.
Me too.
Like it's almost borderline offensive when she's like, I was horribly obese. It's like, no, you fucking weren't. So stop saying that.
It's so bad, though, when they flash. Like, anytime they're talking about, like, Shannon's struggles, and they flash back to her trainer, and he's like, wow. Like,
well, yeah.
It's so bad.
That shot was, like, she still was not, like, overweight. She just had it in that midsection. And then she was, like, grabbing it and shaking it. And, yeah, there was a little, you know, because she has children, that, yeah, it was a smooth no, but she still wasn't fat. She just had, like, a, you know, a section. And it's like, it just bothers me that she is so disgusted and upset with herself when it's like, dude, you make a lot of people feel like shit when you say that. So just don't.
Yeah.
Like, say you want to feel better about yourself, be fit, be the best you can be. But stop.
Yeah, no, it's like I want her to, like, be our mascot, but then she turns her back on us, kind of. You know, it's like, dude, just go with it. Like, we support you. We're here for you, but don't, like, slam us.
Yeah, she's like, I was 20 pounds heavier. That's disgusting. It's like,
yeah, she's like, ew.
Not.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we're all.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're losing me fast.
Yes.
I'm getting a 10 on the nasty meter, Shannon.
Yeah. Okay, really quickly, let's talk about Watch What Happens Live. What did you think about Tamara's mom's look?
Last night?
Last night.
I didn't watch it.
Oh my God, you have to just watch it and see how her mother looked.
Oh,
her mom, right. Tamara's mom was the bartender. And, you know, she's had, like, she just looked different, like her just completely done up, you know, obviously got her makeup done and everything.
She did more work because she just had a whole bunch of work done.
She looked, she, it just doesn't even look like her. Just check it out. I was like, whoa. Like, I mean, she looked great if you, that's the look that you're into. I didn't think there was anything wrong with her in the first place, but I was just like, oh, wow.
I mean, I'm not going to, you know, teach his own. For me, like with the look, I don't ever like that kind of short buzz cut on any, you know, like I always say there's like two people in the world, like Halle Berry and Charlize Theron can carry off that like short boy buzz cut look, like literally like two people in the world. I'm sure I will, you know, be corrected. There's other beautiful people and there are plenty, but like, I don't really like that. Like, really, I didn't see last night, so I don't know what her hair looked like last night.
I might like rock that look and like for like a granny look, you know, like when I'm ready to like granny it out, like I might be like, yeah, give me that cut. Like, I'm going to be a super sassy granny. I don't know, like a little Kate plus eight look.
Well, that's different. That's still like hair. Tamara's mom usually is like buzz cut. Like,
okay, I felt like she was a little
like
John and Kate plus eight ish.
Okay, well, I didn't see last night.
Yeah,
I always think of Kate Gosselin as like that asymmetrical, like still hair, you know, like a bob, asymmetrical bob.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never watched the show, but I know who she is. But I don't know. Okay, I'll check it out and we'll report back on the next podcast. And
yeah.
I will do a poll on the really important topic of fries. But we are coming back soon because we need to. And we'll have other things to talk about.
Yeah, so you guys, thank you so much for listening and sticking with us on our off season. Just know that we will continue to be here and we have so much stuff coming up and we're going to need your guys' help too. So as soon as we get those projects going, we'll announce them to you and we will get working on season 7 of VPR. So excited. Yeah. So thanks you guys so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.